I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. Last week, the Montana State Tribal Relations Committee sent out a letter asking the public to respect and comply with travel restrictions the state's tribal governments have adopted to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. The letter, sent to state news publications, encourages the public, residents and non-residents, to comply with efforts by tribal governments to restrict access to their communities. State Senator Jason Small, committee chairman, says the tribal governments are suggesting travelers use alternative routes around tribal land.
They're just trying to keep the influx of traffic at bay. They're trying to keep people out of town. From pulling in just to stop or negate the spread of COVID-19, hopefully not get it here where there is such a high risk to the population just due to underlying health concerns.
Committee Vice Chair Representative Ray Peppers emphasizes the letter is not to single out any group, but to inform truckers and other travelers of why these restrictions are in place. She says the tribes are trying to protect a community that lacks adequate medical infrastructure.
If there was an outbreak in our communities, they could not handle it. And they ask that we do everything we can to prevent such an outbreak by putting in closures.
The state's most recent analysis of its COVID-19 data shows while Native Americans are not disproportionately infected with the COVID-19 illness, complications are more severe. 30% of Native Americans with the virus require hospitalization, compared to 13% of COVID patients who identify as white. Native Americans also account for a quarter of the state's deaths. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.